Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a chilly good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend. As Harold said, a little frosty.
Oh, yeah.
Winter, old man winter finally showed up to our part of the country.
Yep.
And, boy, I tell you what, it's amazing. This is the time of year when the holidays, Christmas holidays are here, and so many have an opportunity to get out in the field to hunt.
Correct.
Taking end-of-year vacations, many times introducing a young hunter. And when you get out in the field, even if you're an old seasoned hunter like Harold and I are, you're going to see that those deer have already been eating up all the mass crop, the forbs, things. We got some rain, so that, you know, but the heat and the sunlight, you know, the chance for regrowth of fall forbs is somewhat remote. May need to supplement, may need to help, okay, even in good times. And so Klein Spear, he and his brother Justin own Spear Ag, and in fact, I'll let folks in on a little hint.
What?
Justin is married to Bob Zeglin's daughter, Bethany.
I'll be.
Yeah, so, you know, they've got some good blood, you know, about deer running in the families. We're going to be talking to them about some of their new blends for a variety of wildlife, suggestions on what you can put out through the winter months that would be great for deer, as well as other critters. Plus, we've got a whole lot more. So y'all stick around, and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors. This is Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME. 792-GAME.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn, inviting you to join me and some friends for the Automotive Reporter. For over 13 years, the country's most informative auto show. An hour of news, interviews, product reviews, and motorsports. We'll be testing the newest cars and trucks, bringing you major guests from the automotive industry. Visit AutomotiveReporter.com for a list of our stations. Play the latest programs and more. While there, download the free Stitcher Smart Radio app and listen to us anywhere, anytime on your computer or smartphone. That's AutomotiveReporter.com.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans.
Indeed.
And Harold, I am so excited.
To see me?
Well, okay, yeah. It's always nice to see you when you show up.
Thank you.
Yes. No. This week, I picked up the new version of Olson Air.
There you go.
The 2017 Ford F-250 Super Duty, and my God, it is everything that's been written, everything that you've said, and more.
Different, ain't it?
Oh, it is a beautiful, beautiful vehicle. I had a 2015, went back to my friends at Lone Star Ford, and visited with Steve Merle, longtime sales manager that I've worked with, and saw Steve Humphreys, their general manager. Just a very, very great service-oriented group of people. And I tell you what, they do things right. They listen to the customer and they find the vehicle or they make the accommodations that you need to get what you want.
Yeah, I got
to
ask, by the way, are you keeping the one before this? Because you kept the one before that one.
Yeah. No. The other one was just more of, because I had so many miles on it. And I wanted to see, you know, and finally I had the opportunity to get rid of it. It was 400,000 miles.
Is that how many?
Yeah, 400,000 miles.
Okay.
No, this one had 80,000 miles on it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just kind of. Folks, let me give you a few tips. Number one, the old 2015, and it's not old.
Yeah.
The 2015 Ford Super Duty, formerly known as Olson Air, is available for sale at Lone Star Ford.
Oh, is it? Okay.
And let me tell you what. Service, immaculate.
Right.
What came on that vehicle was Toyo tires.
Mm-hmm.
Never knew them.
Yeah.
They're putting new tires on the vehicle, but 80,000 miles on original set of tires.
Oh.
You know, they will check out the vehicle and all. 80,000 miles and no problems, but it's coming up for a brake job.
Okay.
I mean, that's significant because I'm towing boats. Now, I know how to drive, you know, use your engine, your tow haul feature and things of that nature.
Right.
But when I cleaned the vehicle out, get it ready to trade, I thought, this has been one hell of a vehicle in 2015.
Sure.
And I hope the next one is its equal, and we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
But, folks, there is a hell of a vehicle that's for sale at Lone Star Ford right now. I mean, I'm just giving somebody, if you want to.
Can you get a commission back on your old
truck? No. I mean, okay. You know, they're good people, you know. Right. And, boy, Ford makes great products. Now we're going to go in and be adding the undercover cap on the bed, and the WeatherTech, you know, floor mats and little different
stuff,
things.
Sure.
And we have had for years our segment on or off the road where you're talking about rolling stock, various vehicles,
right.
Well, we're going to be incorporating that as a regular feature in Texas Outdoors Journal. Well, we'll talk about vehicles, but also ATVs as well as ways to trick things out, which is pretty neat because there's a lot of neat aftermarket stuff
And it keeps growing.
Yeah, that's right.
The SEMA show, the Specialty Equipment Manufacturers show in Vegas every year, just keeps getting bigger. I mean, it's more than double the size of the Las Vegas Convention Center and all kind of outlying things. It's just huge, and that's all that aftermarket stuff.
Yeah. I'm excited for another reason.
Oh, okay.
Pennsylvania. Boom! Michigan. Boom!
Okay.
I don't need to say any more.
There you go. Okay. Let me, while we're on Ford trucks, real quick, though, too, because last week I had a chance to go to San Diego, and then out of there, you get into the high desert real quick. The Anza Borrego Park and stuff in Borrego, California, state of the Casa del Zorro. I love the House of Zorro. But test driving the new Raptor, the new Ford F-150 Raptor. Which is amazing. I mean, the first Raptor, it was really, you know, off-road driven, but they had the 6.2 liter V8 in the thing. The new Raptor has the V6, and guys, but that's their EcoBoost V6, 450 horsepower on this thing, and it's 500 pounds lighter than the outgoing version because it's the aluminum body.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just drive it like you stole it. I mean, it was an exciting thing for me. I needed the relief anyway. I needed a break.
Right.
We got out in the desert the first morning. And with a professional driver, an engineer sitting beside me, and he said, you know, spank it, man. Just whatever you feel like doing.
Oh, boy.
And spend most, and in the desert, some of the sand was really almost like driving in water. I mean, it's just really, really slick and stuff. But, you know, I ventured. I don't want to break it. It's there, you know. I don't think you can break it. I spent most of my time between 60 and 80.
Yeah.
An hour and a half.
Yeah.
Of constant desert driving. Just hit it, you know, doing donuts and all kind of stuff and jumps and things. And then another hour of rock climbing. Phenomenally capable. We'll
really?
Be hearing more of that. Yeah, but it just, and this is the, you know, I say the stock vehicle. I mean, it's just what it is. All new tires for it, all new suspension, a lot of changes. And they've done a magnificent job. And it is markedly
different and improved from the prior Raptor, just like you're going to notice your new Super Duty is markedly different than your last Super Duty.
Oh, it definitely is. Now, I'm losing some weight, but let me tell you, when Doug Scott told us that the cab was bigger, it's bigger.
Yeah.
I went, whoa.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. I mean, tremendous. And I don't know how to operate everything. I see familiar stuff, but I'm going, where'd the button go? Where'd it go?
Sure. That's what they have a manual for.
Yes, that is my weekend reading as soon as I leave here, you know.
Yeah.
We've got some news here in the Lone Star State. Effort to fight Arundo, I guess it is, ramps up along the Hill Country Rivers. This is something that I was not aware of. It's an invasive cane that has come in and is threatening our streams and rivers in the Hill Country in particular. And originated in the Mediterranean area, was introduced to the Southwest in the 1800s as an ornamental plant.
Mm-hmm.
Another one of those things where, but it soaks up water, it encourages erosion, and anyway, with some money that the Texas State Legislature provided to fight giant salvinia and other invasives, water hyacinth, Texas Parks and Wildlife is going after these in the different watersheds, Pedernales, Blanco, and others, because it messes with our state bass, the Guadalupe bass. So kind of find out more. You can go to Texas Parks and Wildlife's website. We're only 14 days, 2 weeks from today is Christmas weekend.
Yes.
So if y'all are looking for something to do with the family, you know, family's coming in town. They're coming down from Minnesota or Iowa or wherever, and it's cold. Hey, take them to a state park because there's a lot of neat things that are going on.
You got the same press release, right?
Oh, did you get
Celebrate the holidays?
Yes. Is that not great?
Yeah, that's cool.
What caught your eye?
All of it. I mean, because I've always pushed, you know, the Hill Country Christmas lights trail.
Sure.
So Mason, Llano, Fredericksburg, places like that. Just phenomenal. And it's free. Yeah, they have 72 events scheduled at 47 state parks. And plenty of options, candlelight tours, night walks with Santa Claus, taffy pulls, Christmas light displays, and more. For information on this thing, visit, tpwd.texas.gov slash holidays.
Right.
And that'll give you a list of all of these things. Candlelight Christmas tours, the Barrington Farm, I didn't know, the former home of the last president of Texas before statehood. They got a Christmas experience going on there. 47th annual tree lighting at Lyndon B. Johnson Park, and more. I mean, there's a lot of stuff there. Dutch oven cooking and so on. Just a lot of stuff, and that's a great chance to, you know, visit maybe some state parks you haven't been to before.
Absolutely. And that Barrington Farm is pretty cool at Washington.
Oh, I'm going to throw in something interesting, too. I got to bring this up because I did it this week. Museum of Fine Arts, which does great stuff in Houston, but they tied in with the BioCity partnership.
You are so cultural.
I know. Have you been to the Cistern?
No.
Have you heard of the Cistern?
No, tell me.
On Sabine Street off Memorial Drive, between Memorial and Allen Parkway.
Right.
It was built in the 20s as a water storage. Mm-hmm. It wasn't decommissioned, I find out, until like either 2006, 2008. It's this giant cavern, and it's got all of these columns that hold it up. I mean, it's like a bunker. It's an underground bunker.
Okay.
Tens and tens and thousands of gallons of water this thing was used to store. And they cleaned it out, and somebody said, we ought to do something with it, maybe make a parking lot. Somebody said, no, because it's just too neat. And all of these columns, if you kind of picture golf tees, but if you put them like point to point, so you got the flat part, you know, the top and the bottom. It's kind of close.
Sure. Okay.
I don't know what else to say. But it's just it's amazing. I've always wanted to go to it because I heard about it, but it wasn't open to the public until recently. And what they're doing down on the bio, I had not been down Memorial Drive in some time. I just didn't realize it. Skirted around it. And all of the, you know, the bike trails, the hiking trails, and all the stuff they've done, it's just absolutely beautiful. But the Cistern is a unique structure. And they have now tied in with an artiste from Venezuela, and it's a light show, a light and sound experience. I don't want to give it away because you need to go, because you'll go in, they'll turn all the lights off, and you can't see nothing.
Right.
And then they fire this thing up, and it's like a 20-minute show. And you can really just Google, like, you know, Buffalo Bio Cistern. And then they have tickets to this particular event. Most days it's free.
Cool.
There's some days it's like $5 or something, but it's not a big deal. But it's something you've never seen before.
Wow.
And it's like, go to it. And you think, the cistern, yeah. Go to the cistern, the Buffalo Bio cistern.
Wow. There's something different going on.
It's a great city, isn't it?
Houston is. Yeah. I mean, and of course, phenomenal state with things going on all across the Lone Star State. Interesting, November 8th was election, as we all know.
Mm-hmm.
But the November instant background checks are out.
Yeah.
The left said that numbers are going to fall off.
No.
1,662,338, an increase of 16% compared to November 2015 of 1,432,451. Here's my thought. Christmas gifts.
Yes.
Gun giving.
Oh,
you
boy,
know.
You bet.
We're going to see. It'll be interesting to see what December numbers are
yeah.
like.
And you're never wrong with buying ammo.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or a Carter's Country gift certificate.
Yeah. That's great. And visit, seriously, I still have not gotten through their entire online website
mm-hmm.
to
yeah.
see all that's there. I mean,
right.
it is the equal of any other online, and they're Texas-based. Mm-hmm. One final thing before we go to break. The NOAA Fisheries is really coming under attack. The senator or the representative from Alabama just tore them a new one, talking about their huge budget
mm-hmm.
and why they can't get an accurate count and why they're not counting the reefs off of the Alabama coast. But anyway, NOAA has announced the extension of the Gulf of Mexico Red Snapper recreational sector separation provision. That's been grandfathered until the end of 2022, and we'll get with Robin Rikers, who serves on the Gulf Council, to find out what that means in upcoming programs.
Okay, who's NOAA?
National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
Oh, well, I figured you'd know that.
Yeah.
Just checking.
Yeah, testing me. I understand. All right, hey, folks, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road, plus the Outdoor Report. It's headed your way.
America's best-selling truck, 39 years running, is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks. Trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 39 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them. It's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they will build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 39 years. Ford's F-Series. Built Ford tough. The best in Texas.
Breakthroughs in treatment methods and care delivery have improved the lives of children worldwide, all because of discoveries made at Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals was the first to identify a genetic defect underlying a painful bone disease in children. Our physicians use a first-of-its-kind 3D imaging system to reduce radiation exposure to young children. To learn more about our latest discoveries and innovative care, please visit ShrinersHospitals.org.
Hey, we're back.
Are we?
All right, yeah, we're back. On or off the road? You want to talk more about the Raptor?
Yeah,
or
the Raptor, because that's where I sort of jumped the gun with that thing. But it's just amazing. Yeah, Ford is our sponsor, friends. They have been for years. But also, they're getting ready to announce that, like 40 years is the number one selling truck on the planet, and 30-something the number one selling vehicle on the planet. Because they just do it, and they do such a wonderful job. I mean, there's a lot of manufacturers doing good stuff out there, but these guys just live and breathe Ford. Sorry to report that our good friend Doug Scott is retiring as head of marketing for Ford Trucks.
But
my good friend Todd Eckert is coming. He came back from Brazil after 3 years, and Todd's taken over, and he's just a great guy.
Yeah.
But Doug, and he looks so young. Doug's been with Ford 38 years.
Really?
Think of that. What a career.
He started as a teenager.
Yes, he did. But they just live and breathe it. They really, really do. And I'm fortunate enough to go to these events with these people. And it's not just, pushing for exposure and stuff. Hey, it's just neat. And they're always open for suggestions. And, in fact, when I reconnected with Todd on this trip, I said, there's one thing I still want to get, and that's a power plug in the bed. because they've got all these in the cab. Oh, you can charge this and charge this. Yeah, but, you know, you get up the ranch, you're working out of the tailgate, you got stuff right there.
Good
you
have idea.
And it's easy to do.
Sure.
You know, it's not that big a deal to put one in. Right. That's about the only thing missing. Because this Raptor, again, for what it is, and it's an off-road, purpose-driven vehicle, but it is so good-looking. The seats are fabulous. The amenities are fabulous. All the auxiliary switches they now have up above the windshield.
Mm.
I don't know what all you're going to put on it, but you can. You know, I mean, floodlights, spotlights, deer lights, I don't know, things. So you can build on it, but it just... The thing starts at this price point at like $49. It's already got so much stuff on it. If you imagine getting like a 4X F-150 and then adding to it, at what point you wind up spending how much money? Okay.
Sure.
So this thing has already got the custom tires, the custom wheels. The suspension, all models are going to have that anyway. The beefed up frame, again, it's 500 pounds lighter than the prior model because they did the aluminum body, but they did add more beef to the high-strength steel frame.
Mm-hmm.
And it, the faster you go over crap, the better it rides. It's amazing.
Wow.
It just dances over stuff. Hmm. And they've retuned and rechanged these Fox shocks. So what was surprising, because my first experience was driving from San Diego into the desert to Borrego Springs. So you're on the highway. Very comfortable, and these are really major off-road design tires, but they're very, very, very special tires.
Who's making
made
them?
For them. You would have to ask me that.
Yeah.
I'll get back to you on that.
Okay.
I can't remember. But big tires, really big tires, and very, very knobby and special stuff on the edges so you can catch the sand and the mud and the muck and the snow and you can get away. But it still was surprisingly comfortable on the pavement and very quiet. I mean, they've done an amazing, well, you know, I mean, Ford has always prided itself on its quiet anyway.
Sure.
On the full lineup. But just get ready to check this thing out. It's going to dealers now. We'll be talking with Todd Eckert after the first of the year about the vehicle when there's more of them out there, but they aren't being delivered as we speak. But go online and check it out, the 2017 Ford Raptor. It's just good looking.
It or really go to your Best in Texas Ford dealer. I bet
could do
you,
that.
You know, they'll
oh, can
have
I see
some?
One? Well, we had one yesterday.
but
check it out.
Right.
It's an amazing car. Yeah, the new 2017 Ford Raptor F-150.
Outstanding. All right, it's time for the outdoor report. Real quick, we had a cold front come through. Fishing, black bass fishing has been really good. Amistad reports, folks, this is the time of year, pretty short list here. Go to your power plant lakes. Folks are trying to stay warm. They're generating electricity.
Mm-hmm.
Warm water discharge will help fish find a greater comfort zone. For those of you all, our friends at, that love to fish, beautiful Lake Brownwood, look for that temperature to drop on off. Y'all are starting to feel the effects of winter even more. I expect temperatures probably going to be down around 60-degree mark once things stabilize. But crappie's been good. Black bass fishing's been good on spinnerbaits, crankbaits, and soft plastics.
Okay, let's go to East Texas. Then Caddo, crappie are good on minnows. Conroe, black bass are good on chartreuse, spinnerbaits, crankbaits, rattle traps in 15 to 25 feet of water. Crappie are good on minnows and blue tube jigs. Fork, white and yellow bass are good on minnows. Crappie are good on minnows and white jigs. Catfish are good on trot lines and prepared bait. Lake of the Pines, white bass are good on slabs and minnows. Monticello, black bass are good on Texas rig creature baits, soft plastic swim baits, and bladed jigs. Big Lake Sam, black bass are good on chartreuse soft plastic worms, spinnerbaits, crankbaits, and rattle traps in 20 to 30 feet of water. White bass are good on minnows and little fishies. Toledo Bend, black bass are good on chartreuse soft plastics, spinnerbaits, and rattle traps. Striped bass are good on chartreuse striper jigs. White bass are good on slabs and silver spoons. Crappie are good on minnows over brush piles. Channel and blue cats are good on minnow, shrimp, and stink bait. That's a busy lake. Bass Drop. Black bass are good on watermelon soft plastics and spinnerbaits. Belton. Black bass are good on dark soft plastic worms in coves. White bass, are good on slabs. Crappie are good on minnows at night. Palestine. Black bass are good on Texas rig worms, finesse jigs, and flipping jigs. Hybrid stripers are good on slabs and minnows. Richland Chambers. Black bass are good on bladed jigs and Texas rig worms. White bass are good on slabs. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs. Somerville. Crappie are good on minnows and blue tube jigs. Tewakinee. White bass are good on slabs. Hybrid bass are fair on slabs. Crappie are good on minnows. Texoma. Black bass are good on jerkbaits. Umbrella rigs. Shaky head worms. Crappie are good on minnows. Striped bass are good on slabs. Lake Whitney.
White bass are good on minnows, and pet spoons, crappie, are good on minnows. In the central part of the state, Big Lake Buckhannon, black bass are good on watermelon topwaters, bleeding shad rattle traps, and Texas rig silver flake wacky sticks in 10 to 15 feet of water. Canyon, black bass are good on watermelon red wacky sticks, dark spinnerbaits, and rattle traps along creeks in 8 to 20 feet. Smallmouth bass are good on white JDC curl tail grubs on jig heads and watermelon curb jigs along the ledges and over rock piles in 8 to 18 feet of water. LBJ, black bass are good on chartreuse crankbaits, watermelon soft plastics, and wacky rigged green pumpkin wacky sticks along laydowns and stumps in 10 to 15 feet early and late. Striped bass are slow. White bass are good on vertically jigged perch minnows under birds. Crappie are good on watermelon curb crappie jigs and live minnows over brush piles.
On the coast, again, we talk about weather and the front with the north winds blowing, pushing water out of our bays and marshes, water being pushed out of the marsh, taking bait with it. Look for bird activity. This is not going to be a severe winter, it does not look like. So we will have warm-ups after these fronts push through. Look for bird activity from West Matagorda to Sabine over to Calcasieu. Areas, look for mud where trout are going to go. Look for exchanges, jetties, as well as passes, San Luis Pass, Cedar Bayou. Look for deep water holes, Brownsville Ship Channel.
Mm-hmm.
Fish will be congregating there. All great options. And folks, let me tell you, if you don't know your way around and if you want to go, this is a great time to give a guide a call, go fish with them, and learn something new, take some notes, because the water will be lower. It'll be different than when you go back there in the spring or summer when tides are higher.
Okay. Checking the Texas Outdoors Journal, fishing and hunting times. This weekend, as well as Monday and Tuesday, are a quartet of good days. Wednesday and Thursday are our two best days of the week. Friday slips to fair, with Saturday plunging to poor. Next Sunday is another good day. This weekend, look for game to be most active from early morning until early afternoon. On Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, this most active feeding period will begin mid-morning, last until mid-afternoon. By Thursday and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, with game beginning to feed either side of the noon hour and remaining active until late afternoon. Next weekend, this most active period will occur from early afternoon until either side of sunset. On Tuesday, December 13th, we will have a full moon. On the coast this week, Saturday is a three-tide day with two low tides and just one high. This Sunday through Thursday is a string of days with a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Friday is another three tide day with two highs and one low. Next Saturday and Sunday both have a double tide schedule.
All right, on the hunting scene, folks, there's just lots and lots of things that are going on. I mean, most all the seasons are underway. Coming up in the outdoor calendar, Harold will mention some closures as well as season that reopens for the second split. But you've got your choice. There's no reason to not get out and go hunt. Seeing some affordable hunts out there, Harold, for some cull bucks.
Sure, they are.
Some exotics. Go for the doe, you know, get some meat. And hunters, remember, if you've got a management plan and you take more, harvest more animals to meet that plan than you can actually use or you and your friends can use,
mm-hmm.
you know, hunters for the hungry.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that is a phenomenal program. I mean, it's hundreds of thousands of pounds of meat each year.
Absolutely.
That are donated, and those folks like it.
They really do. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Klein Spear, Spear Ag. We're talking wildlife feed here on Texas Outdoor News.
When it comes to rifle scopes, you get the most for your money with the all-new Zeiss Terra. When it comes to buying Zeiss, you get the most for your money at Carter's Country. The Zeiss Terra is the first mid-price rifle scope built to live up to Zeiss standards. All Zeiss Terra scopes feature one-piece construction, hard anodized surfaces, fully multi-coated lenses, and finger-adjustable windage and elevation, plus glass-smooth magnification adjustment with no change in eye relief. Carter's Country carries a wide selection, including the always popular 3-9, the 3-9x50, and the reach-out-and-touch-something 4x12x50 with a big light-gathering 50mm objective. All Zeiss Terra scopes carry a lifetime transferable warranty for the absolute best optical value for your money. Look no further than Zeiss Terra and Carter's Country. With four great locations in the greater Houston area, Carter's Country, where your great outdoors begins.
It's that time of year when we're all hustling around buying gifts for family, friends, clients, or business associates. If they love the outdoors and do most of their hunting and fishing in Texas, then give them a subscription to Texas Outdoors Journal. Each issue of this award-winning publication has a section for hunters, saltwater anglers, freshwater anglers, and a section for everyone. Plus, they'll receive our monthly forecast for area lakes and the entire Texas coast. Take advantage of our 3 for $39 Christmas special. That's any combination of 3 subscriptions or 3 years at just $39. Give 3 friends each a 1-year subscription. It's just $39. Take a subscription for yourself and give 2 1-year gift subscriptions, just $39. Or sign up for 3 years for just $39. To subscribe, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865 or subscribe securely online at TexasOutdoorsJournal.com. We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and it is group participation time. Each week we gather around the radio.
Yes, and hold join, hands.
Yes, and in one voice.
We say, hey, Port A!
That's Port Aransas on Mustang Island, surrounded by pristine bays, estuaries, and the deep blue waters of the Gulf of Mexico. Port A is truly the fishing capital of Texas.
Let me interrupt.
Yes.
It is deep blue waters.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to knock certain areas of the state. It's because of the tides, you know better than I. And you look at it and you go, that doesn't look real pretty.
Well,
but it's different down there.
It's different because if you look at an aerial or a satellite photograph of the continental shelf of the Gulf of Mexico, the 100-fathom curve, that's 600 feet, moves in much closer on the mid-coast as opposed to on the upper coast. Different structure, different way of fishing, different opportunities. But let me tell you what, to go out, Port A, some tremendous blue water fishing, much, much closer.
Yeah.
And mentioned in the coastal report, fishing closer, you've got on the north end the jetties.
Yep.
On the south end, you got Packery Channel. You have an exchange with the warmer Gulf waters. As temperatures chill down, fish are going to congregate in those and surrounding areas.
Right.
The other great thing?
Yes.
Yeah, we've had a chill down. Starting to see more snowbirds filter this way, you know. But, you know, they're fun people. They're down for a good time.
Sure they are.
But you can still pretty much have the
eye yourself. They're fun to watch.
They are. You know, they talk funny and they laugh at us the way we talk.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, it's all in good fun. And the neat thing, rates.
Yes.
Down.
Yes.
You know, off season. So,
and it's much milder there. We had a little chill last week, as we're saying here, but still down there year-round. It's very interesting.
Winter's a great time to be on the coast. Yeah. I mean, you know, it really is. You can go to their website, portaransas.org, for information, or give them a call at 800-45-COAST. And when you call, be sure and say,
hey, Port A.
They'd love that.
Yes.
You know, ran into these guys, was actually introduced to them because of a situation family-wise with a guy we know by the name of Bob Zeglin.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, there you go.
Beautiful, two beautiful daughters, Nan and Bethany. Beth is married to one of two brothers that have Spear Ag, married to Justin Spear. And his brother, Klein, who Justin says, you know, he's much more talkative. He's really the big deer guy. I mean, he knows stuff. He guides on this 75,000-acre ranch.
Ooh.
It's where we test our feeds and blends.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he's bumping Zeglin now, you know. I mean, it sounds like. Hey, Klein, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. How you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
We're doing great. Hey, you know, have fun visiting with Justin, and he says, you know, let's let Klein do this. He does it so much better than I would, you know. So I want you to know that your brother's, you know, giving you some kudos.
Well, I don't know about that, but he's putting it all on me anyway.
Yeah. Hey, listen, when we were setting this up and we were talking about products earlier a few weeks ago, telling me about some wildlife blends that you all have come up that not only that you can use in feeders, but not only benefit deer, but other critters. Let's start with that. Something new from Spear Ag.
Yeah, we kind of expanded what we called the Feeder Max line that we started last year. And last year it was real simple. You know, we were just adding protein sources to corn via, you know, corn and protein pellets, corn and soybeans, and corn and peas. And this year, we've expanded that line. We've got a lot of guys that, you know, they're in it for a little more than the deer. They got turkey and quail, and they want to throw a little feed on the ground for those as well when they're feeding their rows or coming out of their feeders and things of that nature. So what we started doing this year was we started blending corn with some Milo, and then on top of that, we got a few black oil sunflowers in there. And, you know, most people don't realize that the deer actually love black oil sunflowers. So, you know, we're kind of feeding the birds at the same time we're feeding the deer, and kind of getting a mixture of animals there coming to it and making it where it's easy, just pour it in your feeder, and you're feeding Milo and corn and a few sunflowers out to your birds.
Yeah, Klein, this is Harold. This is one of these instances where you tell people when they're going to go work their feeder, be sure to carry a shotgun.
No, it shouldn't be like that, but hey, you can hunt both of them in one day.
Right.
Oh, that's great. Well, and you know, if all the feeder is a could be like a food plot,
you know.
And you can hunt from bedding areas to where they're going to feed, and that's all good. Spearag, y'all are located in Uvalde. Your website, spearag.com, was looking at it. Nice new look to it. You had another website last year. Are y'all still using the Southern Seed wildbird.com?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We still have southernwildbird.com. That's our bird food line full of all different blends for all the bird feeders and all the backyard pets. We're still doing all that, you know, blending them all from basic grains all the way up to higher end with peanuts and raisins and things of that nature.
One thing before we get to the break, I wanted to ask you, because it's part of your ad, actually, but talking about having the cleanest corn in South Texas. Talk about that process. Talk about what, you know, if somebody buys some corn elsewhere, what problems they may have with that.
Well, we've seen a lot of times, a lot of people run it through a cleaner and they get out a little bit of trash and put it in a bag and call it good. We actually clean our corn when it goes into storage, when we store it out of the farm. And then whenever we pull it out of there, we clean it again. We run it across a final cleaner. And then the whole time we're doing that, we're collecting the dust. So when you go to pour that bag out of there, you're not going to have a cloud of dust come out of it whenever you're filling your feeder up.
Wow.
And we put it in a bag with clear sides. And when you pick up that bag at the feed store and you look at it, you're going to know what you're getting right then and there. If there's a problem, it doesn't get shipped out. You know, we make sure that, you know, we're assuring that the quality's there, and you're not going to plug up a feeder and drive 3 hours to the lease and sit in a deer blind and the feeder don't go off.
So I'm getting a 50-pound bag of this stuff, but you guys also have bulk delivery, right?
Yes, sir. We bulk delivery, bulk pickup, and bulk feeder trailers. We got everything that, you know, whether you're set up to receive a truckload or if you want to rent a trailer for a day and go fill feeders up. You know, we do both ways there.
All right. Listen, we're up against the mid portion of the program. We need to take a break. Klein, if you would, hold on. Folks, you stick around as well, as we'll continue our conversation with Klein Spear from Spear Ag right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News. Living in the land of opportunity means there's always fertile ground. And for 100 years, people looking to make a life in rural Texas have had a trusted financial resource in Capital Farm Credit. We offer young producers, rural homeowners, and agricultural cooperatives the support they need to extend their reach, rise a little higher, and never stop growing. Learn more at CapitalFarmCredit.com. Financing Texas for 100 years.
Hi, I'm Larry Wysoon, life member of the Dallas Safari Club. Please join us January 5th through 8th, 2017 at the Dallas Convention Center for DSC's annual Greatest Hunter Convention on the Planet, where you'll see over 1,800 exhibits of the finest guides, outfitters, wildlife artists, gun makers, and purveyor of quality gear and merchandise for the serious outdoorsman, all in one place. There will be exciting seminars by the best in the business and evening banquets with fantastic auctions. Don't miss it. Join us January 5th through 8th at the Dallas Convention Center. Go to biggame.org.
We continue our conversation with Klein Spear, one of two brothers that have Spear Ag in Uvalde. Their website, spearag.com. Hey, Klein, Harold and I were talking during that break. We talk about wildlife products that you have, but just for a second, let me divert. You've got cattle cubes, range cubes, I mean, a variety of things for cattle, horse feed, sheep and goats, as well as domestic poultry and pets?
Yes, sir. We got everything from the backyard pets all the way up to the show animals and back to the ranch and the wildlife, the whole nine yards.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you had any hog feed, but they'll eat anything, won't they?
Yeah, it depends on what you're trying to grow them for.
Before we get into some of the other food products that feed for wildlife, have you all gotten into hard goods, the blinds or protein feeders or anything like that? Are you all stocking that stuff?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we have a full line of blinds and feeders. We carry all the Atascosa products along with the Bighorn products and a few of the Hang 'em High products. So, yeah, we've got a full line of corn feeders, protein feeders, deer blinds, the whole nine yards, overhead bins. We got the whole thing to set up the whole ranch.
You know, I think it was a couple of years ago, just prior to me meeting you and your brother, my whitetail editor, Bob Zeglin, did a story on things to supplement whitetail deer, and he talked about cottonseed, and I had to call him and go, what's the deal, and is it really this versatile and this hardy compared to other things? Would you touch on that just a bit?
Yeah, we've had lots of growing success with the cottonseed. People down here in this area have been feeding cottonseed on ranches of deer for, I'd say, 20 years at least. I mean, they've got guys been doing it forever. A lot of people have kind of gotten back to that. You know, everybody went to the processed pellet protein, and now we're back kind of going to the all-natural cottonseed. You know, it's a seed. It's full. It's nothing's altered. Nothing's changed. It's got a 22.5% guaranteed protein level. A lot of times it's 25 or 26, but we're never under 22.5. And with a whole seed like that, you know, it's not like blending where you know you're going to be at 20 every time. We're normally around that 25 range. We guarantee 22.5 at all times. And coming with that cottonseed, you're running on a 17.5% fat level and a 29.5% fiber level. So you're getting lots of that good oil out of that seed still. You're getting a lot of high fat content in those deer. And at the end of the day, what you're doing is you're building that body and you're building that mass on that deer. So he's going to be in better health throughout the year. When he goes into wintertime, he's going to have a good, ample mass set behind him on his body. And with that, coming along with that mass on that deer, you're going to get mass on your horns.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just an all-natural protein source that has been exceptional for ranches from the hill country, over east, right, South Texas, everywhere we've ran it. And the guys have been on it for years. I mean, they're growing native deer, 180, 200-inch deer that are native. Nothing's ever been bred into them. Nothing's ever been turned loose, just managing them with a rifle.
Well, let me ask you this. What Zeglin mentioned was just making a cylinder out of a square mesh and putting it in there and leaving it out, so it's weather-resistant, too. That's surprising.
Yeah, it's a very easy setup. You don't have to go buy any expensive feeders. You can take some V-mesh wire or some 4x2 horse wire. You know, you just wrap it in a circle where it's about a 36-inch circle and put a T-post on each side of it and put you about, you know, 6 to 8 bags in there depending on how big you make it. And those deer will eat it out of those holes all the way down to the bottom to the ground. I mean, they'll get it all the way to the bottom. It might be just a little pile in the middle at the end of the day. Just keep filling it up, and it can rain on it. It doesn't matter. That doesn't stop them. They keep eating on it, and you don't have a huge investment of buying feeders and trying to get your ranch set up.
Yeah, Klein, I had a cousin once tell me he was a nut. He just loved black-eyed peas. What do we do with peas?
We're running straight yellow peas in with corn, and that gives us a protein level of a little over 14% protein coming out of your regular feeder that you run corn in during deer season. So whether you're wanting to supplement during deer season as well as hunt, you know, you're not pulling any protein away from those deer during what could be one of the most crucial times, wintertime, when they're needing supplement.
Well, you know, we've been blessed with some good years and some rainfall with natural forage, but the time to offer the supplement is during those good times, so that when things take a turn, as we know that they eventually will here in Texas, for the worst, those critters will know where to come. This is all information that if someone owns a piece of property or has their lease, they can give you a call and say, here's where I am, the part of the state, here's what we're up against. Give us some advice, correct?
Yeah, we've got probably 25 dealers scattered all across the Hill Country, way over east of San Antonio, all the way down to almost the valley over there. So we have dealers in that area, and when somebody's got a question, you know, we'll more than welcome to answer it, and if we can help, we will. And if there's somebody closer to them, we're going to send them to the closest spot they can to get that and get that knowledge they need to get their place set up.
That is awesome. Again, the website, spearag.com. We're visiting with Klein Spear and his brother, Justin Spear, both available to help out. Any other information? Y'all are there on West Main Street in Uvalde. Any phone numbers that we need to give out? It's East Main Street in Uvalde.
Yeah, you can call us direct there at the store. It's 830-279-6156. And then our website, spearag.com. That's SPEERAG.com. And that has all our contact info as well. And then, you know, in the world of social media, we're on Instagram and we're on Facebook out there updating people frequently with what's happening on a daily basis and what we're seeing and what's working for people.
I feel like, Harold, this is like the old Dewey Compton or Bill Zach show.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, you know,
right,
we're talking ag stuff,
old
you know?
Dude, that's right. That's right.
Hey, Klein, we appreciate you joining us. Tell your brother, wish all of y'all a very Merry Christmas, and look forward to seeing you in the new year.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Klein. We do appreciate it. Believe me, I'm hungry. All right, friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
You get 12 people around a table, and you'll have 24 opinions. That's just the way folks are. We've each got our favorite parks, favorite bars, favorite barbecues, and we're not exactly shy when it comes to our opinions. However, this year, the Texas Auto Writers Association got together at the Texas Truck Rodeo and agreed on not one thing, but several things. The Jeep Grand Cherokee Summit 4x4 is the midsize luxury sport utility of Texas. The Cherokee Trailhawk is the compact SUV of Texas. The Renegade Trailhawk is the compact crossover utility vehicle of Texas. And the Wrangler Unlimited Rubicon Hard Rock is the off-road utility vehicle of Texas. It should be no surprise that all it would take was a few Jeep brand vehicles to impress a table full of Texas auto riders. See the most awarded SUV lineup in Texas at your local Jeep dealer. The Jeep brand lineup has received more awards over its lifetime than any other competitive SUV lineup. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the US. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, you got a few things coming up.
Oh, indeedy. Let me take a deep breath, run down. Here we go. Okay, opening this weekend, Saturday, December 10 to January 29, is the regular duck season, second split south zone. And all this stuff for information, go to the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department Outdoor Annual, their website, or call them, 800-792-1112. Also, this Saturday, dusky duck season, second split south zone. Closing Sunday, mule deer general season in the Trans-Pecos. December 17 to January 1 is the late season dove season in the north zone. December 17 to January 8, late dove season central zone. September 17, January 23, late dove season south zone. December 17 to January 23, late dove season special white wing dove area. And December 17, January 22 is the Sandhill Crane season in Zone C. That's 51 counties. So like I say, check those things out so you'll know where you are and what you can do, okay? And then go to one of those great areas hunting in your brand new Ford truck.
Okay.
Folks, here's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. When I bought my new Ford truck, I also kept my old one that's still running great with over 385,000 miles. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 39 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Ford trucks have once again been voted the truck line of Texas by the Texas Auto Writers Association. Roomy, stylish, great attention to detail with a variety of power options are all reasons Ford F-Series continues to set the standard by which all others are compared. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
All right, then take that truck over to Carter's Country. Load up right now, friends. Still, no down payment. Long, easy terms, man. 12 months free financing. They're going to pay the interest for you. So that means you can get that new Ruger American rifle. Oh, and 5.56. This is a great gun. $647 and change, but that's only $53 and change a month on these terms they've got you. Beretta, the A300 Outlander. Fabulous shotgun. 12-gauge. Suits 2.75 and 3-inch ammo. That's 2 3/4, of course. $647.88, but that's $53.99 a month. Weatherby, the Vanguard Select in 270 or 30-06, $499.97. That means you save enough money to get the new Zeiss Terrascope on it. The 3-9 on sale, only $239 and change. Going on right now at all four Carter's Country locations in the greater Houston area. Carter's Country, that's the place where they've been straight and shooting since 1961. But check the website out because you can shop on it too. Carter'sCountry.com.
Want to thank our guest, Klein Spears, spearegg.com in Uvalde. Check them out for all your wildlife feed needs.
I want to eat me some of them cotton seeds.
There you go.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Just leave it out there in the weather. How cool. Check the website out, friends, TexasOutdoorNews.com. Look at a list of our wonderful affiliate stations. Just go click on listen to our show, and like the last dozen shows are there so you can play it over and over again. Remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Stay safe out there. Join us next week for Texas Outdoor News.